loved hasn't changed. Taking a last quick glance around the room, she ran a hand through her hair. It hung past her waist and was tousled from the long drive with open windows. She gave idle consideration to digging out a brush, but promptly forgot when she heard footsteps down the hall. "Oh, Autumn, there you are." Typically, her aunt greeted her as though Autumn had just spent an hour at the local supermarket rather than a year in New York. "I'm glad you got in before dinner. We're having pot roast, your favorite." Not having the heart to remind her aunt that pot roast was her brother Paul's favorite, Autumn smiled. "Aunt Tabby, it's so good to see you." Quickly, she walked over and kissed her aunt's cheek. The familiar scent of lavender surrounded her. Aunt Tabby in no way resembled the cat her name brought to mind. Cats are prone to snobbishness, disdainfully tolerating the rest of the world. They are known for speed, agility, and cunning. Aunt Tabby was known for her vague meanderings, disjointed conversations, and confused thinking. She had no guile. Autumn adored her. Drawing her aunt away, Autumn studied her closely. "You look wonderful." It was invariably true. Aunt Tabby's hair was the same deep chestnut as her niece's, but it was liberally dashed with gray. It suited her. She wore it short, curling haphazardly around her small round face. Her features were all small-scaled: mouth, nose, ears, even her hands and feet. Her eyes were a mistily faded blue. Though she was halfway through her 50s, her skin refused to wrinkle. It was smooth as a girl's. She stood a half foot shorter than Autumn and was pleasantly round and soft. Beside her, Autumn felt like a gangly toothpick. Autumn hugged her again, then kissed her other cheek. "Absolutely wonderful." Aunt Tabby smiled up at her. "What a pretty girl you are. I always knew you would be, but so awfully thin." She patted Autumn's cheek and wondered how many calories were in a pot roast. With a shrug, Autumn thought of the 10 pounds she had gained when she'd stopped smoking. She had lost them again almost as quickly. "Nelson was always thin," Aunt Tabby added, thinking of her brother, Autumn's father. "Still is," Autumn told her. She set her camera case on the table and grinned at her aunt. "Mom's always threatening to sue for divorce." "Oh, well," Aunt Tabby clucked her tongue and looked thoughtful. "I don't think that's wise after all the years they've been married." Knowing the jest had been lost, Autumn merely nodded in agreement. "I gave you the room you always liked, dear. You can still see the lake from the window. The leaves will be full soon, though. But remember when you fell in when you were a little girl? Nelson had to fish you out." "That was Will," Autumn reminded her, thinking back on the day her younger brother had toppled into the lake. "Oh?" Aunt Tabby looked faintly confused a moment, then smiled disarmingly. "He learned to swim quite well, didn't he? Such an enormous young man now, it always surprised me. There aren't any children with us at the moment," she added, flowing from sentence to sentence with her own brand of logic. "I saw several cars. Are there many people here?" Autumn stretched her cramped muscles as she wandered the room. It smelled of sandalwood and lemon oil. "One double and 5 singles," she told her. "One of the singles is French and quite fond of my apple pie. I must go check on my blueberry cobbler," she announced suddenly. "Nancy is a marvel with a pot roast, but helpless with baking. George is down with a virus." She was already making for the door as Autumn tried to puzzle out the last snatch of information. "I'm sorry to hear that," she replied with what she hoped was appropriate sympathy. "I'm a bit short-handed at the moment, dear, so perhaps you can manage your suitcases yourself. Or you can wait for one of the gentlemen to come in." George, Autumn remembered.